The Gospel reading is taken from John 19. It can be found in your pew Bibles on 1088, and it's verses 25 to 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalena. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, when we come to look at both these short passages, but very important passages, and I hope that we, as we look through them, we will receive a new insight into these your words. Amen. So, Mother's Day, Mothering Sunday. Have you given or received a Mothering Sunday card? Well, apparently we give more cards as a nation than any other. The latest figures show that the UK public spend more on greetings cards than ever before, taking the market value last year to £1.7 billion. No other country has such a tradition of sending and receiving cards. Is an important part of our culture. 85% of all cards are bought by women. And of course, there are companies which make these cards and make the money out of them. And of course, you may be cynical like me and wonder why 27th of July is Auntie's Day, the 3rd of October is Grandparents' Day, 21st of June is Father's Day, and the 20th of February is Pets' Day. So you think of it, and I'm sure that it won't be long before we get a great auntie twice removed day. Sometime when the sales are flagging a little bit, they'll come up with that. But according to most of the cards that I saw in the shops this week, it's Mother's Day. And unless you're shopping in the Weigh-In or other discerning retailers where it is Mothering Sunday. And I'm sure preachers up and down the country are reminding their congregations that today is not Mother's Day, it's Mothering Sunday. And exactly why that is so, we'll come to a little bit later on. So, did you find on your cards from Clinton, or the card factory, or teddy bears, did you find roses or flowers and pink fluffy things? Well, the Church of England gives us a Bible reading for Mothering Sunday, which is a bit different, isn't it? There's Mary standing at the foot of the cross, watching her son die. Anyone get a card with that picture on it this morning? And I'll buy a round of drinks for anyone who can find me a Mother's Day card with a picture of Mary standing at the foot of her dying son. I was looking at a sculpture by Michelangelo called Pietà, a terribly moving piece with Mary cradling the body of Christ in her arms, and that's in Rome in the St. Peter's Basilica. And I meant to bring the picture with me, but it's the most powerful piece, but not the image that we're getting from our cards. These cards that you see, they don't picture Mary, the teenage mother who became pregnant when she wasn't yet married, or the young widow, although we don't know exactly when Joseph died, but we know that by the time Jesus had grown up, Mary maybe 45 or so, and Joseph is dead. They don't show the Mary who stands at the foot of the cross watching her son die. And Mary in that picture that I was talking about, Pieta, cradling her son's body. The biblical picture of motherhood isn't the saccharine image that we get from Clinton's. It doesn't quite match that of the card manufacturers, where nothing is ever difficult and everyone has 2.4 children. Except, of course, that easy, plain sailing motherhood isn't quite like that. I'm sure many of you will tell me. I heard a vox pop on the radio just the other day when one woman who had 3 children was asked, if you had it all to do over again, would you have children? She replied, yes, but not the same ones. Another mother said, the joy of motherhood is what a woman experiences when all the children are finally in bed. And in church, we are careful not to call this Mother's Day, because we know there are people in our own congregations who find Mother's Day, Mothering Sunday, very difficult. It's a very difficult day. They are those like Mary, cradling a dead Jesus, for whom today brings up thoughts for them of grief. And before we get too carried away with the fluffy pink images we see on the cards, we have to remember people of our congregations who have indeed seen their children die before them. There are many others for whom the loss of their mother is painful. And not everyone experiences a good motherhood, either as a parent or from the perspective of being a child. We may not all be mothers, but all of us need mothering. In our reading today, John tells us that Jesus entrusted Mary to the disciple John. Which, fair enough, but hang on a minute. Why didn't he entrust her to his brothers and sisters? Jesus had brothers and sisters. If you look in Mark 6 and in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, we're told their names. There's James, Joseph, Judas and Simon were brothers of Jesus. And so he had unnamed sisters. That seems a little strange, doesn't it? Surely one of them could have looked after their mother in her old age. But Jesus doesn't pursue that option. Why? What else is going on here? There's something quite profound about what Mary and the disciple John represent to us here. Because here are two people who are there with Jesus at the foot of the cross. But there are two people who believe in his mission, two people who believe in his claim to be the Son of God, the Lord and Saviour of the world. And this is in stark contrast to what we see John tell us in chapter 7. Verse 5, we're told quite bluntly that not even his brothers believed in him. So it seems that what is happening here between Jesus and the two people at the foot of the cross who believe in him is that a new family is being created. In verse 26, which Sue read to us, Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing there. So he said to his mother, here is your son. And he said to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time, the disciple took her to live in his home. So a new family has been created in the shadow of the cross. Through the blood of Christ shed for us, a new home, a new community comes to life. A new family is born. The story of John being entrusted to Mary and Mary to John is the start of this new family, which is, of course, incredibly supportive. I know I have been supported by people in this congregation, and I know many of you have even more ways of how you have been supported by the motherly love of this congregation. Many of us are tempted to think, if only our children were better behaved, life would be easier. But don't bet on it. Mary had the perfect son, Jesus, but look how hard her life was. So for those here who are remembering earthly mothers who are no longer with them, the good news is that we can think of Jesus' mother as being our mother, our mum, and we can see that death is no longer that final barrier. Death has been defeated, so that in the new family, the church, your mother's in heaven, and you are not separated, but united with her through Jesus Christ, through his love. No matter where they or we are never separated from that love. But have you noticed something else about Jesus and Mary in our reading today? They've reversed roles. Even though Jesus is dying, he begins to mother her. He begins treating her the other way round. He's looking after her. She becomes the child. He calls her dear woman and then proceeds to place her into the arms of his very best friend. He provides shelter for her. In the same way today, he wants to mother us. He notices us, even in our worst moments of pain, shame, and humiliation. He is there for us. When we have our crosses to bear, he is there for us, just like Mary was for him. It was Jesus, you may remember, at the second Sunday at 6, we were looking at this. It was Jesus who described himself as a mother hen who longed to gather her brood under his wings and give them her peace, if only they would let her. There are so many lessons that Jesus teaches from the cross itself. He shows us the way by his own example, how we ought to forget our own selves, our pain, our miseries and complaints, and give love like that a mother gives to others. So today, we give thanks for our human mothers and all they did for us. And we also remember the motherly love of Mary and Jesus to us. And perhaps we can be inspired to show that motherly love to others. Amen.